You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? How much do work, health, relationships matter? What about happiness, meaning, money, and love? What if you're alone or anxious, ill, or in pain? These are the questions we explore weekly on the top-ranked Good Life Project podcast, hosted by me, award-winning author, four-time industry founder, and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned experts, iconic writers, and researchers, and while everyone from Olympic gold medalists to world-shaking activists, A-list celebs, musicians, and more, all with the single goal, to help understand what it truly takes to live a good life and to feel a little less alone along the way. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives.
This month, throughout the Southeast, it's the season for tobacco auctions. Think of it as a dance between buyers and sellers, responding to the rhythm and the song of the auctioneer. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
My name is Bob Cage, and I've been auctioneering since about 1950. Whenever tobacco is being sold, I'm selling it somewhere.
When the selling gets underway, the auctioneer responds to hand gestures from the buyers in the audience, and then he sings out their offer, inviting other buyers to up the price. But a tobacco auction can go on for hours, and so the job of the auctioneer is to entertain as well as sell.
Basically, some talk it more. I prefer to sort of sing it. It's easier. And, I put as much creativity as I can into it to try to make it interesting. It can get pretty boring, you know, if you just do the same old drone all the time. You develop your own style over the years. You know, if the more they enjoy it, the better the sale, the better the spirit. And that's what I try to do. I try to just sort of dance our way through it, you know. Most of the time that we get in a rhythm, they know when I'm getting ready to knock the tobacco out. They buy my rhythm.
For transcripts of this and other programs in our series, please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.